Blog Talk Radio.
To another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, it is September the 28th, 2018, as we are closing out this month of September, moving into the month of October. As we close out this whole year, ladies and gentlemen, 2018, I am super excited. I am back. Excited again because I got a plethora of information, new information, special guests along the way, and all the good things that we're going to do to close out this year 2018 so we can have a great 2019 year as we are continuing to help small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations. And first of all, I want to say thank you all to whoever tunes in and everyone who tunes in every week, every time that we have a show. I'm really super excited for the information. I got a great lot of feedback from you guys in reference to how we've been able to help you in your endeavors as far as an entrepreneur and as far as in the marketplace, basically just building and growing your network in the area where you do business. And it's a cool thing that we've been able to not only do that, but also help them with web design, marketing, and as well as with this show, by giving them a platform and an opportunity to basically showcase and share what they're doing in the community to help others as they help themselves. And so with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I am super excited. It is a great day. It's Freedom Friday. I'm back on Freedom Fridays, as well as Wealth Wednesdays. But Freedom Friday, which I started this show on back in 2012, in January, believe it or not, it's been 6 years, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm super excited as we close out this year. And then we talk about the growth series of each month that we are talking about helping you with tools and tips to help you build and grow your network in the area where you do business. We got a lot of announcements today. We got a lot of great opportunities to share with you in reference to building your brand, building your network, as well as your business, and also building your customer base. Making sure that your website, of course, is interactive. What type of websites that you're going to need to have moving forward as we move on to the new year. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, it's unfortunate that a lot of people think that the sites that they've had built years ago is still relevant today. If you haven't updated your site, if you haven't taken a look at the new things that's coming on, that's out there today, you're going to be way left behind. And what I mean by that is you can have an existing site. You can have a site that is more relevant today by having the right tools in place, your content, the different types of interactive that you have, if you have a regular base site or e-commerce site, or just a landing page website, which is just a one-pager. Well, you can do a lot with those if you have the right tools in play and the right things that you have showcasing what it is you do. Video, though, is always going to be a key factor today in your sites. If you don't have one put together, then you want to need to put one together like right away. So I'm super excited about today's event that we got coming up. Our special guest, of course, Mr. Karan Winslow of Pure Urban Excellence, to talk about their next up-and-coming event here in Houston, the Mayors and Players Gala in honoring of Grover Deacon Jones, which will be on an event at the Marriott Hotel in Sugar Land, Texas, October 12, 2018, which is going to be a great thing at 5 p.m. They're going to be doing that, so you can get your tickets and all that for that event, just to showcase that Pure Urban Excellence basically has been synonymous in our community here in Houston, helping as many people across the board. Also with bullying for kids who are going through that, and also and no matter where you're getting bullied at, they really are the advocate to help out and get the help that people need in cases of those kind of things that's going on in the workplace as well. So with that being said, I'm super excited about all of the things that we got going on and all the things we've done so far this year, 2018. Can you believe it now? We're in the ninth month going into the 10th month of the year. Only 2 months left, ladies and gentlemen, in this year. So with that, we have 5 steps to a great website. You know, over the few years, I have helped over 2,000-plus small businesses, actually 10,000 altogether if I add it all up, with all of the companies and all of the suggestions and consultations and all the things that I've been doing since 2012. But before that, since I actually launched my business in 2008, so 10 years, ladies and gentlemen, I've been doing this in this industry for 10 years. And startups and entrepreneurs plan and how to help them build their website, the type of site they're going to need based on the product and service that they're going to be providing in the market, and also based on the industry that they're going to get into. Getting into an industry that's there, how do you make a significant impact on an existing industry or an industry that's already there? What are the pros and cons? What are the growth in those industries? If you haven't taken count on that, then you need to make sure that you have that in play, and you also need to know your numbers. What's relevant today in the industry? What industries are really booming right now? Webinars, or what we call websites, or millionaires who made millions off of the internet, basically webinars know exactly what to start, what to do, when to get into things, because it's all online. Social media, you have YouTube, you have Facebook, you have Twitter, you have LinkedIn, you have a lot of social media that you can tap into to showcase these things. And then also, too, what about your brick-and-mortar locations or your networks, your coffee shops, your grocery stores, your gas stations? You have all these things, your chamber of commerce, the city, the mayor's office. You have shift channel. You have a lot of different avenues, is what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen, superhighway for you to feed information to, get your information out there. But with all of that super traffic, how do you get noticed and all of these things that's going on? A lot of people ask that question. It is really hard to kind of get really established because, one, I don't have a great idea that's going to really help some pull that in. Marketing 101. Once you understand, again, the 5 P's of marketing, ladies and gentlemen, you will be successful in any endeavor you get into. It's all about, again, people, product, price, place, promotion. I'm going to say that again. It's all about people, product, price, place, promotion. The more we stay focused there, ladies and gentlemen, the better we are, the stronger we are, and we can continue to grow like never before. So let's talk about the 5 steps to a great website, and we will continue to share with you a reference to building an active, interactive website that's going to last through the test of time. Just like all industries, ladies and gentlemen, web design industry is growing. It's going to continue to be more interactive. The types of sites that's being built today is different from 10 years ago. It's a lot of different bells and whistles you can add. And then there's a lot of things you really don't need because, again, with social media, with all of the connections you can connect with, and basically this is like a connect the dot kind of thing, the domino effect will happen if you do this properly. meaning that once you lay down one, it'll lay down all the others for you. So you don't have to worry about that, and that's one of the key factors that's going to keep you in the now, and you want to do that. And we always, what we call it, ladies and gentlemen, use what is called the WIN formula, what's important now. That's one of my key elements that I always implement when it comes to assisting and building others up in reference to starting their new websites. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep track of what's relevant, making sure that you have interactive website. If it's an e-commerce site, you want to make sure you have that in play, your online store. Or if you just have a service business, well, you can just provide a service. If you're a nonprofit organization, for donations and all of the different things, we help those too, as well as a lot of nonprofit organizations across this country that I've been able to help and assist, has been able to do a lot more because it's interactive. Whatever cause you want to promote in the community where you are, you want to get the local people to also be a part of it, as well as your chain of commerce, your mayor's office, everybody that you can think of, your local businesses, your local churches, whoever you got in your community. You want to be a, you want to showcase that to them. Let them see what you got to offer, and make sure your content is simple enough for them to understand it, so that way they can get to the cause and the main cause of what you're trying to do. So those are the things, ladies and gentlemen, that you're going to be needing to follow up with. And I share this all the time because I know a lot of people have been asking these questions about it, but I just want to give you all this little nit-tip bit for that today on Freedom Friday as we continue on our growth series here on GTG Professional Network Radio. I just want to make sure that you have all that you need in detail so it will be easier for you, so you can close out this year strong, 2018, and move into 2019 on a new level. But without further ado, it looks like we have our special guest today. I'm super excited. And it's going to be a great opportunity for them to share what Pure Urban Excellence is doing in the community here in Houston, Texas. And not only that, ladies and gentlemen, but how you can participate. And I share this with all entrepreneurs, small businesses, large companies as well. If you're not partnered with your local nonprofit organization in your area, in your community, you're losing out on opportunities to not only help them grow, but you grow as well. And it's a win-win for everybody. And as long as we stay focused here, ladies and gentlemen, I share this with all small businesses, and I share this with every business owner, and as well as local churches and pastors of churches and so forth in the communities, this is all a win-win. If we can all get together, all three entities, we won't lack anything in the community. I guarantee that. We will not lack anything in the community. But without further ado, let me bring on this lovely lady, and she can start sharing with us as far as what they got going on in this event on October the 12th that's going to be super with the Mayor's and Players Gala in honoring Mr. Glover Deacon Jones. Ms. Gagan, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
Hello. I am super fantastic. How are you doing? I'm wonderful.
I'm okay. We're excited.
I'm super excited as well. I was going over all of the details and notes, and I'm super excited. I'm going to let you take it away and talk about what it is you guys are doing again, as you guys have another event coming up here in Houston. So it's going to be, well, it's Sugar Land, but Houston. But that you're doing, so we want to let all of our radio listeners to kind of tune in and listen in, how they can get their tickets. What is it all about, and what got you guys started to set up something like this today?
Okay, well, we started out as a normal event, and we started working with some mayors, and we work with the Hall of Fame baseball players and legends. And during some of the taping, we noticed that a lot of them had health issues. So it started out as an event, and when we got closer to them, as far as being around them, getting the event together, doing filming for documentary and all of those things, then we knew that it was a health problem. So we, like I said, started out as an event, then we started taking it personal. So this component of another event. This is only one leg of another event that we're working towards for next year, building it up. But the Mayors and Players Gala is where the mayors and professional athletes come under one building. And as of now, you know, that can be taken many different ways. Politics and sports can be in one building, and we all have a good time, and we all just know that we're people. And that's one aspect of it. But the main aspect is the health component. How can we get these players, after they have gone through so much and now they're ill, what can we do to help boost their health? So we brought in another component as far as the stem cell therapy, which our honoree, he has full knowledge of how it feels to get stem cells. He's went through it, and he wants to get the word out. But we're actually honoring Deacon Jones, Grover Deacon Jones. He's a Hall of Fame baseball player. Has
yes,
a very
Chicago White Sox, my city.
Oh, yeah. Has a very good heart, but a lot of people don't know that he's the reason why that Constellation Field in Sugar Land was built. And not only did he assist with that portion of it, he also he was a very contributing factor to the funding of it as well. So a lot of people don't know that, but when we contacted the mayor of Sugar Land, Mayor Zimmerman, he was very open. He sent his picture over. He said, "You can advertise. I'll be there to shake the hands of the people on the red carpet." It is a red carpeted event. So I'm just excited about the whole thing and how God put it all together.
You know, it never amazes me that you do some of these amazing things and getting people together. And it's all about connection and connecting the people together. Regardless of backgrounds, regardless of political views, it seemed like you have gotten the answer. And this is something that I'm real excited to hear, that you have put together something like this to assist. And I was studying and reading up on Grover Deacon Jones, and I gotta say I'm really impressed to see all that he has accomplished. And you know, when you hear about players and sports entertainers who have been in the game and no longer in the game, where are they now? You know, that kind of thing. When you like the VH1, where are they now? You want to know what they're doing, what's going on with them, and how they're doing actually. And for you to follow up with something like this is really amazing. And it gives them a lot for others to kind of see, from people who grew up in that era, to see their favorite player, what they got going on, and what they're doing currently right now. It's like with Michael Jordan, I always keep up with him, and he has a restaurant in Chicago, of course, Nike Town, bless him with the Nike store. There, so it's kind of interesting to keep up with certain players that I grew up listening and watching and loving them see. But you know, it's good to see that health wise that you got added that health component, because that is the most important piece as we age and as we get older. What do our health status look like, and what are we doing to maintain and sustain ourselves these days? So with that, I'm real excited that you're doing that you're sharing this, and this is something for everybody to really pay attention to. So that way they can also be a part of it as well.
That health component is very important. We had to go to Dr. Fisher with her Road to Wellness stem cell therapy in order to get these players what they needed. And I also have her available. I asked her to join me so she can really get into depth. I'm not a doctor. I'm an organizer, but I'm not a doctor. So I had to pull her in so she can explain to everyone what stem cells was and what it does to the body.
Sure. Take it away.
Okay, so I'll let her speak on that health component, but I'm very happy that she's skilled in this area, because I'm telling you, I'm not. So
yeah,
I'm learning too.
So we'll both be learning together.
Oh yeah. She's the best. Actually, she has several degrees. So she knows what she's doing, and not only on top of that degree, you know, you have to be a people's person. So she's very sociable, and she makes her clients feel comfortable. I'm actually one of her clients. I haven't had stem cells, but I'm actually one of her clients. I didn't know that I had like blood pressure and all of that. You know, sometimes you work. I have deadlines, and I write grants and all of that good stuff. So I'm always on the go. So she's actually my doctor as well. So I can speak on her character. And I've seen some of her clients come in. One guy, he couldn't play tennis anymore. And then all of a sudden he get his stem cell and he can walk again. So these are things that I've been learning, and I have been, you know, kind of watching due to my own father's health. So I'm into it too, watching for my own family. And a lot of us don't know about stem cells, which I did not before this.
Okay. Well, definitely. We would love to hear from her and just share some insights as to what we can do to learn more about it or to get involved.
Okay. She's about to step in, so... You know, I'm going to move on out the way and let her come in and talk about it, because it's definitely something that the public should know about.
Sure, for great. Yes. And again, keep up the good work too, Mrs. Winslow. I'm really excited about everything that you're doing. And I've been following you too, so if there's anything, like I said, you want to share on here on DPE Professional Network Radio, you're always welcome. We're always looking forward to hearing and seeing what people are doing in the community to help and build up the community. And this is what we need more of, exposure in this level, so that way others can get the hope and say, oh, wow, it can be done. We can do it too. Let's come together. Let's all help each other out.
Oh, yeah, and thank you for coming to the anti-bullying too. I appreciated that. I saw you out there.
Yeah. Oh, no problem. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. I was glad to be a part of that, and to see, of course, Shooter Jackson Lee out there with you, giving you the award. I was really glad to see that. And that's what we need. And in communities like that, we really need to shine some light on the things that most people don't like to talk about or won't talk about. But these are the things that need to be talked about. So I'm really excited to be a participant and just sharing in presence of what you guys are doing there. Congratulations on that, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that to the highest.
Yeah. So in essence of that, so Deacon, Mr. Glover, Glover Deacon Jones, it's great that he's partnered into this stem cell therapy, because that's what it's called, for athletes to regain their lives and basically get back into, you know, active mode. And it's really good to see that he's taking a real step up to that and helping others along his peers to also be a part of that too. And to see that is an amazing feat there. I was looking at it, and I'm like, wow, this is interesting. This is really great.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited about it. But Dr. Fisher just came into the room, so I really want her to get into stem cells so she can educate you guys, and I'm going to listen and get educated myself some more. So here's
okay,
Dr.
Then,
Fisher.
No problem. Thank you.
Hello, how are you doing?
Doing well. How are you, Dr. Fisher?
I'm doing just fabulous, having a super awesome day.
Oh, I'm glad to hear. Well, we want to learn more about this stem cell therapy that, of course, Ms. Winslow was talking about, and the gala that's coming up, this event that they got going on October the 12th at 5 p.m. here, in reference to the Mayors and Players Gala. So I want to get you to talk about more about it with my radio listeners here on GPE Professional Radio. So take it away.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to spread
and just expose people to what stem cell is and how it's relatively been around for many years, but it's only been approved in the U.S. for about the last 3 years. Many of our athletes were flying overseas to have the treatment done because what stem cell has the ability to do is to regenerate. And what that means is that it has the ability to build and repair and to grow new tissues. So a lot of us sometimes when people have injuries with their bones or cartilage or muscles, it has the ability to actually rebuild and heal those particular areas of concern without having to have surgery. My thoughts about surgery is that if God wanted us to be cut on, he would have put a zipper on us. So there are ways to build the body without having to do that. And this is one of the ways that was suppressed for many, many years, but many knew about it because they traveled out of the country to have it done.
Wow.
And so when we
talk about stem cell,
a lot of people don't know about it, but stem cell has the ability to help with so many things, such as autoimmune diseases, so lupus. I have one client who had stem cell done with sarcoidosis. Now she no longer has to take her sarcoidosis medicine anymore. I had one guy who was having bone-on-bone knee pain, provided stem cell to him. Now he's back because he believes in it to have his hip done. So a week and a half later, he was back out playing tennis, and he's in his 70s. So stem cell has some amazing capabilities. Yeah, amazing
capability.
They have
the. Dr. Fisher, but I'm just interject real quick what you just stated because this is something I want all my radio listeners to tune in. I also had Dr. Williams to tune in too, from Las Vegas, Nevada, because she also has a nonprofit organization, Lupus of Nevada, and she also is an author of a book. I have her on my show regularly, just about. I try to help as many nonprofit organizations here across the country, Dr. Fisher, to reference them, to give them a voice or a platform where they can talk about the things that we need to talk about in our communities that nobody wants to share. You can't get local news or the big stations to do that because they feel that's not enough. It's not really giving them the viewership that they're looking at. But it's about something that's really important that can really help millions of people if they get the information. And the way the superhighway works today and how we are, since I'm a web designer, I do web design and marketing in my business, and I'm trying to brainstorm all of this good information to people who can use it and take advantage of it. And that's what I'm here to do. So I'm really excited about what you just said right there in that little piece about lupus. So that's, I wanted them to hear that. But continue.
Okay, well, that's exciting, and I'm so excited because I'm always looking to partner with, you know, others that are out there trying to expose others and get the word out that there are alternative ways to get the body well without taking a lot of these synthetic chemicals, a lot of times without taking many of the surgical approaches that most doctors will suggest. So basically, what stem cell can do is that any cell or tissue within the body that needs to be repaired, including bones, tendons, ligaments, cartilage, muscles, even organ tissues, can be replaced by stem cells. So some people say, okay, well, what are stem cells? A stem cell is a cell that has the ability to reproduce. It's a cell that can turn into other specific cells or tissue. So what we generally do here is we usually administer cells. Most of the time, I always recommend 30 million. Every day, it has the ability to multiply in your body. So in layman's terms, we all have a trillion cells in our body. What causes diseases and malfunction is a dysfunction of the cells. So when you go and put 30 million cells into the body and every day is multiplying, in 90 days, you've got 2.7 trillion new cells in your body that have gone and basically repaired and rebuilt the cells that weren't functioning properly. So that's what this has the ability to do. It's like getting a new body all over again. So I always tell people, you know, we're getting ready to end this pain cycle and help you get your life back. So this time around, try to take care of those new cells.
Wow, that is impressive information you just shared.
It's an amazing treatment.
It's amazing, yes. I can see the excitement in your voice. I can hear
it. Yeah, because
and
it's
that's
so simple.
Thing.
It's so, yeah, it's so simple. I had a guy in here early this week, and I told him he had to take his cowboy boots off to go into my room because it's set up like a healing room. And all issues and problems that people carry around, they're on the bottom of your feet, right? So when you go inside
right.
of a healing room, you want to take your shoes off and leave everybody's problems outside. So once he came in, within, you know, a few minutes, we were done with the stem cell, and he said, man, it took me longer to take off my boots. I said, yep. It doesn't take long. It's not painful. A lot of times people, the word is bigger than the actual process, but it's a very simple process. Doesn't take long. You can drive yourself here, drive yourself home. There's no downtime. So it's, and it's very effective in terms of healing the body.
Wow. Well, I want you to come back again, Dr. Fisher, to talk more about that because I've definitely got a concept that I've been working with here in reference to Dr. Fisher, my vision, in reference to working with small businesses, churches and nonprofit organizations in every community across the country. I'm not just in one city and state. I'm across the board. So my focus was to duplicate that in every city that I go to, every area that I meet good people that's working in the communities. And you notice the nonprofit organizations that's locally in the communities get very little acknowledgement as far as what they're doing in the community. And always the big ones always get the first dibs of acknowledgement first, you know, not to knock any of them, but to say that it's just that when you get so big, you don't look out for the little people. You don't look out for the people that really matter, that really makes up the things that we have to do. So what I wanted to do and what God has given me is to help, when I started this show back in 2012, was to help them put together that platform. And so far, in the last, I've been doing this 6 years now, I've been able to help 100,000 people on levels to do this on a scale. And so... And the blessing part of it is the fact that the feedback that I get now in reference to helping them and what they've gotten out of it keeps me going. That's what keeps me driving. Like, you're excited, like you're getting – I'm the same way with you on that level, Dr. Fisher, because I'm like that too. Because it's like when you see it, you're like, oh, wow, we have to continue this. We got to keep the – we got to get the word out. We got to let people know what they can get, you know. And so, you know, if you have a blessing, you don't hold a blessing. You give it away. You share it. You let people know about the blessing.
Right.
And so that's the basis of what we do, and I'm really excited. I'm going to have to get you back on again, though, to talk more about it in depth, because I think that this is something for the audience. As we close out this year, 2018, and I'm doing my growth series, because I do growth series each month. It's all about growth. That's the most important commodity to me on the planet is growth, because that's how God did it. You know, as he blessed, he continued to want to see growth, and that's the key factor. And that's what I teach and train small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations to do. It's all about our growth. How are we growing? How are we doing what we're supposed to be doing day by day? And what are our support systems looking like? So with that, it gives me great pleasure to welcome you aboard to our network now, because this is going to be a great opportunity for 2019 to really, it's really going to be about that. And it's all about how we can help as many people as we can.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. I really appreciate you for taking a stand on this and recognizing it as being something very critical for our community. So I appreciate that, and I want to applaud you and celebrate
you
on that going forward.
Well, you're going to have my information. I'm going to give you my contact so we can talk
okay.
more. And then, like I said, I have a lot of people, and I'm going to share this with Ms. Winslow from Pure Urban Excellence, which I love the fact, and I've met her through a friend of mine that I've been knowing for a while, and she introduced me to her, and I was like, wow, I was really impressed about the anti-bullying and all that they gotten on, too. And these are the things that, again, little information, they don't get that much exposure on it. And it's sad to me because I'm thinking, why don't nobody know about this stuff? I mean, are we that, with the way the technology today?
It's very simple that we are all, remember I said this has just really hit the United States really good about the last 2.5 years, 3 years. Remember, we are always 10 years late getting to the game.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You're right about that.
Literally in the Houston area, I am probably the only person that looks like me that is doing this, which means that everybody else is having this done, and they are aware of it. So we are behind on spreading the word, and that's why we have to get the word out. We're always late getting the word out to something that's very beneficial. So we have to do this.
Okay, so for the month of October, since we're doing the gala thing and that's coming up, I want you to, if you're available in October month for me, if you can pencil me in somewhere,
to
have you back
day?
On the show. Well, I'm Fridays, and I also do Wellness Wednesdays. And Wellness Wednesdays is my days that I get all of my medical health officials and all those people, nonprofits, to talk about health, wellness, because that's part of growth. And if you're not healthy in the body and you don't have an alkaline body but you have an acidic body, then you're not really healthy.
Right.
You're not going to be able to function properly. You can't be a productive citizen in society with an acidic body. But an alkaline body, you can be fine. You can do that. And I learned about the oxygen of the cells and how that – and the more breath and breathing that it can do, the better it is. So I'm sharing this with people to do that. So if you can do a Wednesday with me, that would be great.
Okay.
If you can.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a Wednesday
great.
In mind?
So, yeah, any Wednesday that you want to come on, I'm leaving the door for you to open that on that one. I want you to, whenever you want to come, it's fine with me.
Okay.
It could be this Wednesday coming up.
So this Wednesday is the third.
Right, October the 3rd. We're starting the month of October. Every month, I always get new professionals to talk about it. That's why I named my show Professional Network Radio, because we talk with different professionals across the board. I have a lot of different professionals to come on and talk about things that we don't normally hear about or read about because, again, nobody is talking. And so this is something that I can think we can do because this is internet radio, so it's global, it's nationwide, and it's easy for everybody to get to it. I'm on social media showcasing and broadcasting that out as well, so everybody get a chance to see it.
Okay, wonderful. Now, do you have any idea how many listeners do you have?
I have over 5,000-plus listeners.
So that's good to be able to get the word out to the listeners so that they understand what this is. So that's wonderful. Okay.
Right. And
so let's look at so the third.
The third is fine.
3:30, right?
3:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. That is correct. It's a 30-minute show normally, but I can extend it longer depending on the topic and based on if I think it's going to be a necessity to need. Up to an hour, but I want to make sure that I have enough listeners tuning in to the show because then I can see everything on my board, exactly how many visitors or how many listeners I got, and then that way I can make sure that I get feedback from them to give to you in reference to more information about it.
Okay, wonderful.
You see what I'm saying? That's how I want to do that. That's the way it should work. Yeah. So that will give me an opportunity to learn more about you, Dr. Fisher, and your practice and how long you've been doing this. And send me, it's like a little mini bio of you, if you don't mind, a little mini bio, so I can open up an introduction and share that with all the listeners.
Okay. And you want me to email that to you?
Yes, ma'am. You can email that to me. That'd be easy.
Okay.
My email address is
email
Edward.
Is?
Yeah, my email address is edward@globaltouchenterprise.net. That's the name of my company, Global Touch Enterprise. God gave me that so long ago. Yeah.
Prize.net?
Yep, globaltouchenterprise.net. Because God gave me that vision to touch the globe with the information that I'm going to be sharing on the show.
Okay, wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And it's a blessing. Thank you. Yeah. And welcome aboard again. And I appreciate everything you shared. And thank you for all that you're doing and your endeavors, too, Ms. Winslow, in reference to Pure Urban Excellence. I love that name. Every time I think about that name, we got to get you a big banner or something to say. So we got to get her a big banner for that, big Pure Urban Excellence. I like that name. It just goes to show you that if we all come together on this one level, we can help a lot of lives, we can save a lot of lives, and we can impact a lot of lives. And that's what it's all about, impact. Yeah. So I'm really excited about that.
Yes, it is.
Well, thank you.
I'm excited, and thank you so much for having us.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you all for tuning in to this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Again, I'm your host, Ed Peterson. And until then, it's been a pleasant pleasure, as well as a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. Until then, next week, we're going to keep up moving and keep building the dream, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for tuning in.